Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and folks, we are broadcasting as usual from inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. And if you are a small business and you're lost in your mega bank that you're currently doing business with, you're lost because you can't find someone that's a live person to be able to deal with, here's the deal at Renaissance Bank. I have found that they are big enough to handle pretty much any need you can throw at them as a business. And you want a bank that's got a panoply of services, but you also want a bank that is, you can find a live person and someone that's there to help you when you need that help and give you personal attention. That's what I found at Renaissance Bank, and I think you'll find it as well. Go to renaissancebank.com, find one of their local offices, and give them a call. I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Bruce Pulver. Bruce is with Pulver Performance Services. Bruce, welcome.
John, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being here. Let's talk a little bit about you and your firm, how you're serving folks out there.
Yeah, so we totally believe in incremental improvement. Mm-hmm. For organizations, associations, individuals. And what does that mean? That means we approach that through taking a look at communication, taking a look at the power of our words. And I learned that through a life journey, and it's become my mission in life, is to help folks draw their potential into performance that they can activate and sustain.
Ooh, a lot there. But let's talk about that life journey, though, first, which has led into this work. Give us a little sense of who Bruce Pulver is and what that journey looks like for you.
Thank you. Husband to one, father to two daughters. Been in the healthcare technology industry for my entire career in sales, client management. So been out there working with healthcare systems and organizations and C-suites and leaders in the industry. And during that journey, I experienced a couple of reorganizations within a corporation, which led to a layoff, led to a downsizing.
Right.
During one of those, I really started thinking about how can I be strong? How can I grow? How can I get back in the saddle? Because I had success, but when these things hit you, you have what I call a BAM moment in life. We need to take some action. We need to do something. And so I was awakened one morning right after these layoffs with a single word pounding in my head, and the word was strong. Bruce, you need to be strong. It sounds like Captain Obvious, right?
Yeah.
But we wrote that word vertically. I just woke up and there it was on a pad. I wrote it vertically and it became an acrostic word that said, Bruce, you need to stand tall, remain optimistic, now go for it. What does that mean? That process continued. I woke up every morning for over 400 mornings with another word pounding in my head. Today will be awesome. A wonderful experience shall overwhelm my expectation. What it did is it triggered to me that the power of a word to control my mindset, control my steps, my actions, was undeniable. And I could go either way. I could go down to a negative, or I could try to use these words positively and move forward. So that started everything. Then it became a book, started speaking on it, was given an opportunity to do a TED talk. And now this has really evolved into me stepping into organizations, corporations, associations, et cetera, to help them incrementally drive improvement that can be sustained.
So I want to come back to the words, because words are, I don't need to tell you this, are important because you wrote a book about it, but you're a speaker. You're a consultant, you lead workshops, so your work shows up in a variety of ways, I guess is the real point here. Okay, the book itself, folks, is called Above the Chatter, Our Words Matter. So you really took that acrostic, which the one you woke up and saw is on the front of the book. So why is that so powerful? Why is it that a simple word can be more powerful?
Words have perspective. As an example, we could be in a business situation and we might feel stuck. Can't figure out the problem. Mm-hmm. We just can't move. There's nothing we can do. And that could, that mindset can be driven by that word. Or we can look at that word and we can say, we stuck with it. It's a mindset change. It doesn't mean that the situation or the business problem goes away, but it's a simple way to look at things and how to make change. Merely by how we collectively and even individually as a sales rep or as a sales leader or as a CEO of a company, just how we look at the perspective of a specific situation. And hey, can we tie a word to that? Can we tie a phrase to that, that will help us incrementally move towards the solution and sustain that?
So let's continue your story. And then I want to come back to how others can use this simplicity, if I can call it that. So you have, you've got this acrostic, strong, stand tall, remain optimistic, now go for it. So what happened with you? What change came because you internalized this word?
Yeah, so it gave me a perspective that said, move forward and take it from a positive perspective. What ended up happening is I realized that times in life, I had to be willing to do the jigsaw puzzle without the box top.
What does that mean?
That means I may not have the entire picture, but I've got to stick with it. And if I do long enough, incrementally, doing the same things, repeating positive work, I'm gonna. There's no other way than to have good outcomes.
And that's, you've described where a lot of people end up when they've been laid off, right? And that's where you were. You've been downsized, whatever term you want to use, restructured out. I love all these fancy words we give to the way corporations can sometimes treat people. But that's what, that's the common theme that people in that place have, is how to go forward without having all the answers.
Correct. And it, for me, it was a layoff. Mm-hmm. Other situations, it might be a diagnosis. It might be a relationship. It might be the deal that you had in the funnel that was going to make the number. It, maybe it was the merger that you had put together that may be starting to crumble. Doesn't mean it's not going to go that direction, but having a mindset that says, yes, I can, which is you expect success in challenging activities now. Sorry, this is the way my mind thinks.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is a way to approach things that gives you a possibility thinking, not positive thinking, a possibility thinking. And what I'm finding in a lot of the workshops that I'm doing is that sometimes that becomes just on autopilot. We don't really think about how we think about situations. We just react sometimes.
Sure.
So it gives us the opportunity to tap the brakes, step back, and start thinking about, okay, time out. Let's give this perspective. And maybe there's a word, a phrase, there's a incremental trigger that allows us to look at something a little bit differently through a different lens.
So I'm trying to think of the, from the perspective of a corporate team leader, that I hear what you're saying and I've got dysfunction in my team and I've been through a bazillion consultants and I've still got this same dysfunction in my team. And here walks Bruce in and says, oh, I can come up with one word that's going to solve all this for you. And that's not what you're saying, 100%. But Bright, that's not what you said, but I could hear the cynic out there that's saying that, hey, they've been through a lot, right? They've hired all these different consultants that have come in with all these really big promises and you're coming with something really simple.
Thanks for being that cynic.
Okay.
In my head, it just makes sense, right? It, of course it does,
because yeah.
I live this way. But
you've done it successfully, and that's why we need to address it, because you address this with your client, your potential clients all the time, right?
Absolutely.
They ask this question.
Yeah. Yeah. How can we get 1% better each day?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a simple way to do that is the best way to get started. Not easy, but simple. And consistent. We'll sit down. Let's say here's another example. Say there's a company that's bringing three companies together. And what's the biggest challenge? One of the biggest challenges in that whole assembly, besides all the technical things to make it happen, the finances, et cetera, is culture.
Mm-hmm.
And retention, keeping the high performers, yet we're going to shift the direction of the ship a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that's been incredibly powerful for organizations is to say, okay, what does culture mean? Because you have a version of culture as the CEO of this company.
Sure.
And I've got probably some younger folks that are in the business or some emerging leaders or middle managers, et cetera. And they go, culture means this to me. It can be as simple as let's break that down so that the C-suite, the chief executive, the president of the company, the owner can say, okay, I know what culture means to me.
Right.
Consistency, unilateral agreement, L might be, but you might have a whole nother group and a table, another workshop on mm-hmm. another flip chart.
Sure.
Defines it completely differently.
Mm.
So at the end, what does that get? It's a simple exercise, right? But what the C-suite gets, or the CEO or whoever gets from this is, there's different flavors of this. How do we meld it together instead of me assuming this is what the culture is here and my team, all the folks that are out there in front of our customers, selling deals, implementing, designing products, whatever that is, may have a different perspective of what that word means.
I love that. Yeah. So Bruce, what I'm hearing here is that you're giving everyone the same filter to filter through their diverse experiences they have, whether that's the salesperson on the front line, whether that's the technical person in the back trying to solve a customer's problem. They've got the same filter to filter in their diverse, different experience that's consistent with company vision. Is that a fair way to say it?
Absolutely. Because everybody brings something different to
right.
the table. And what the research I've done is that a lot of folks that are leaving companies and more quickly than maybe in the past is that's not necessarily recognized or seen or valued. It doesn't mean that the captain doesn't lead the ship.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does mean is that those that are on the boat are doing the work and are seen and understood that they've got a perspective. And guess what? A lot of great solutions come out of that perspective. So there's an awareness that mm-hmm. I know helps with retention. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And transparency and all those things we're talking about in these newer times, little vulnerability,
mm-hmm.
little just being transparent about things and being willing to take input and that sort of thing. So yes, absolutely. That filter, I think, is the key thing to plug into, that everyone has that perspective through their own filter.
Yeah. And that filter, to be consistent and to be effective, cannot be 14 different things that people have to keep up with. It's got to be something that is easy to internalize. And that's really the beauty of what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. It has to be straightforward, simple. So the focus might be in three sentences. We need to grow by 20% and EBITDA and reduce expenses and expand our customer base and expand in new logos. Da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
Growth. Let's focus on growth. So what does that mean across the entire organization? So you can simplify on that. And then you have a sort of a mantra mm-hmm. by which to move forward. And I think that simplifies things sometimes more than a full assessment. And we're going to look at every single process. That's important. But how do you then take that work and implement it so it's a sustaining change?
Bruce Pulver is with us, folks. He is a founder of his own firm, Pulver Performance Services. He is also the author of Above the Chatter, Our Words Matter. So, Bruce, you strike me as the anti-keynote speaker. I'm just going to say that here, folks. And what I mean by that is that the keynote speaker that gets hired, come in, and it's almost like entertainment. Everybody feels great, or there may be a few people that don't feel so great because they think they'll never measure up, right?
Amen.
But everyone feels great on a big high coming out of the ballroom. But then when next Monday, when they've got to show up back to work, it's back to the same old stuff. And companies are tired of that. And I think you obviously put your finger on that, given the way you approach some of the issues that corporations and organizations generally have. So I want you to react to that.
Okay. I'll own that.
Okay.
I'll own that.
Okay.
So give you a couple of reasons maybe.
Yeah.
Spending several decades in the corporate world, right? Every year there's a sales meeting and every year there's a speaker and they're great. It's awesome. But you're right. Sometimes you walk out of that double doors out of that big old ballroom after sitting in that uncomfortable chair in the conference room for 45 minutes and you're on fire.
Mm-hmm.
But then what? Okay.
Right.
Wow, that was great. It was sure cool to see XYZ. Man, that was, I remember on the highlight film, or I remember the movie they were in, or I remember the seeing the over, thing that they've overcome or read about them in the news or the business leader or the government leader, et cetera. What I found personally was it was very difficult for me to apply things from that at a sort of a micro level. What can I do now, right immediately,
right,
to improve? That's my goal. My goal is when I do a keynote, I try to incorporate a little bit of a workshop with it so that folks are actually engaged, so that when you walk out those double doors, you can turn to the person to your right, turn to the person to your left, and actually do something with that, that then you can take back to that next breakout. So a lot of times I'll do a keynote and then we'll say, we're just going to stay and we're going to break into the different subcategories of meetings that happen. Okay, let's come in and let's talk about, what did that mean?
Mm-hmm.
How do we use that? Do we have a goal for the next quarter? Let's talk about how we can unify around our words matter.
Right.
What sort of driving, actionable thing can we do, and how can we use it right away?
And your book really is a guide to that. It seems like it's a book that you pick up at the cash register somewhere, and it's got these little simple inspirational messages that are like candy. That's what you pick up the right next to the cash register too. But that's not what your book is. It looks like that, but it's not that. It's exactly what you just said. It's ideas on how to grab on to a simple idea that you can use to change, start creating incremental change immediately.
Absolutely. And I have a method that I teach around this. It's called the CIA method.
Okay.
The first C is to commit. What's the word? What's the phrase? Where are we going to go? We talked about that earlier in the talk, about saying what and then how and then a why aspect of that. So basically saying, okay, we are going to embrace whatever this thing is we need to do, we're going to do. The second letter is I, which is incremental or incrementalism.
Mm-hmm.
I love that word because in the middle is the word mental.
Mm.
There's the, how do we sustain? How do we say we're going to do little bits at a time, little bits at a time, little bits at a time consistently? And then the A is accountability, because I think that's key. Accountability to ourselves, accountability to the small group on our team. Maybe it's cross-functional, maybe it's one discipline. And then how do we drive that to what those goals are? Because often I'll also talk about beginning of the year, we'll do these things about goal setting and resolutions and that sort of thing. And I'm not a big fan of resolutions. I like to drop an A and an L right in the middle and call them real solutions, because a resolution is what I hope to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You work on that, it becomes a habit for 21 days, right? We all know that.
Sure.
And that's what we do. But if we do something for 67 days in a row, it becomes harder not to do it than to do it. So that becomes a change in lifestyle, and that's who we are. So I think in personal and in business, especially if we're trying to transition culture in business or performance in business or growth, or maybe we're changing a business line we're in, we're going into a different market, we're having different competitors come in, I think the key to that is that we have to change from what we do to who we are. And that's what I help in this process is habits to, this is who we are. You know, you say you have a company called Acme.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn that into a verb. Our customers have been acmed, which meant they have experienced our lifestyle, meaning everything that makes us up and the experience that they have with us. Mm.
Great words from Bruce Pulver. Bruce is the founder of Pulver Performance Services. He's the author of Above the Chatter, Our Words Matter. Bruce, you and I were talking a little bit about this before we came on. So when you work with a client, whether it's doing a keynote, they want you to do a workshop, whatever, you're going to have some conversation before you walk in about, it's not just so simple, it's what the word is, but what are the issues that we need to address to figure out to get to the word? So that when you show up, you're hitting everyone, you're hitting the members of the organization right where they are.
Absolutely. That's critical. Yeah. That's critical because to apply something like this, you really have to tie it to what are some of the major challenges and what are some of the major goals and objectives. And it's not necessarily a single word either, but mm-hmm. The idea there is how do we simplify this around some complex challenges? And as someone who comes in, what I try to do is bring my experience with me, but knowing that everything is unique, but maybe I can bring a perspective in that just has a little different lens. What are we trying to solve here? Okay. My mind thinks in words. So then we may end up with a phrase or a word or something that we're going to drive to, but it's all based on where are we trying to move? Where are we trying to adjust, grow, and improve?
And again, I don't want to pound this into the ground, but I guess I am. It strikes me that this is both simple across the organization, but you're creating a word that applies to everyone wherever they're sitting within the organization. That's really what you're doing. And so it seems simple, but it's really not, right?
Yep, absolutely. My goal is to simplify something that's complex in right. a way that can be applied, then the legs can grow.
So and this is what we tend to do as business leaders. We want to give people a jackhammer and say, go at it. You're giving them a screwdriver. And that's going to work if they'll just apply it.
Absolutely. I've seen it in just personally.
Yeah.
I lived this. Mm-hmm. And I'll come totally clean with you. I am a mouse in my own laboratory. I've not figured this out completely. I write every day. Mm-hmm. Like today I wrote the word boundaries because I thought, man, that's really important for us to stay committed, incremental, and be accountable is that we have to have boundaries. So I write these, I post them, and I share them. I need this as much. So it is taking a simple approach to words having perspective. We have 25 to 50,000 thoughts a day, according to Psychology Today.
Mm.
90% of those are negative. 75% of those are repeated every day. If we think about that across a company, across an organization, how can we change that a little bit so we start paying attention? And then that's the toolkit that we can start looking at things like I can versus can I, or one day I'll do this. If we just move those two words around and we say today's day one, it's a light switch that starts something. It doesn't automatically lighten up the room. But it's maybe like on the dimmer switch, we start thinking differently.
Mm. So, Bruce, we've established that you're a great fit for those corporate leaders that are, they don't want to hire the 11th consultant that makes things even more complex than what they were when they came in, that doesn't solve the issue. You're a good fit for those corporate leaders that are frustrated with that lack of movement that they've gotten from all this outside expertise they've hired. Let's talk about success story. So maybe one that stands out for you in your work that helps illustrate the great work you do.
Yeah. So we worked with a professional athletic organization that basically supports their coaches and teachers and professionals. And the theme of the event was bringing human back into human relations. So this organization is very much customer facing. It's a public and private setting of their sport.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the challenges they have is attracting, but retaining young leaders in this organization to grow this industry and grow this sport. So we talked a lot about what does that mean? What does human into human relations mean? So we had several calls for that. And then we went up, we did a keynote and we did a workshop. And one of the things that we did there was we looked at the word human and said, okay, what does it mean? Those simple letters in that word. What does it mean to attract and retain, to train, to have the folks that are in this industry that are young to stay here, but also believe that they have gifts, which we call God-installed features, to share that are valuable and are visible and they need to be deployed? And how do we interact between one area of the industry, say those that are involved in maintenance, and those that are involved in member relationships, where those can conflict, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a maintenance issue going on when someone is out trying to play this sport, that can be a nightmare when folks come back into the main area where they started their event. So we did that, and we wrote the word human. And the last part of human, the N, the M, was manage the now while we nurture the next. That wasn't my word. That was the word for the CEO of this organization. Said, that's one thing we need to do here. Mm. So the success story out of that, maybe the story continues because we just did that about 2 months ago, is how is that going to impact retention? How is that going to impact those that are compensation? How is that going to impact relationships that impact member and participant, you know, the customer in that space? So that's how that came together. It was, the feedback from the leadership was insanely successful, that they started looking at their words, started thinking about it. And in fact, they had a board meeting the following week, and they were talking about the power of their words and how intentional they were in this board meeting to say, eliminate the words can't and not in there. So what can we do, or how can we solve this, as opposed to woe is me?
Yeah.
How about wow is me? So that was the approach. So that's one example.
Wow. Great words here from Bruce Pulver. Pulver Performance Services is his company. The book is Above the Chatter, Our Words Matter. Bruce, wow, this has been great. Thank you so much for your work, and we're delighted we could shine the light on that work. But let's get to the most important question. I'm sure there are folks that have heard this interview and want to be in touch. So let's tell them how they can do that.
Absolutely. Several ways. Easiest for you, if you will. Number one, LinkedIn, Bruce Pulver. Just connect with me, reach out. I post out there every day. You can find me. I'm pretty active there. Above the Chatter, ourwordsmatter.com is the website where my book is. And you can also contact me there through a contact page. Just send me a message. Or I'm old school. My phone number, 404-273-8334.
Bruce Pulver with Pulver Performance Services, also the author of Above the Chatter, Our Words Matter. Bruce, thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, folks, just a quick reminder. If you're a coach, consultant, if accountant, attorney, and your factory floor is between your ears, you may benefit from my book. It's called The Generosity Mindset, A Journey to Business Success by Raising Your Confidence, Value, and Prices. If you are having issues with any of those things, your confidence, expressing your value and determining your value, and your pricing, this may be a book for you. Go to thegenerositymindset.com to learn more, and you can find the book, as the old saying goes, wherever fine books are sold. And I want to thank you that are listening and who are such great supporters of this show. We've gotten this far because of you. You continue to support us in so many different ways, sharing this show on social media, sharing it with other people who you think need to hear about the services or products of the guests that we have. Please continue to do that work. You're helping us fulfill our mission to be the voice of business in North Fulton, and we appreciate that. We particularly appreciate being able to contribute to the success of the guests that we have on the show. Please continue to help us in that way, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much. So for my guest, Bruce Pulver, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.